My name is Cara Bevington and I work in the campaigns team as the Grow Campaigner.
Great. Just got a couple of questions. The first one is, in the past 6 months, I'm wondering if you could tell us about any sort of significant changes that have happened in Australia or your work that might be interesting for other people to know about.
Sure thing. So I think it's probably a good place to look at both what's been happening internally in terms of our planning and our approaches to it, as well as the work we've been doing more externally with the Australian community. So internally, I think, you know, we're still in quite an early stage of the Grow campaign, and there was a big meeting that happened earlier this year between PPO staff and marketing staff to try and figure out how we can best have a sort of integrated community engagement strategy for our Grow campaign work. And it was a really useful meeting, but I guess in terms of taking that strategy forward, due to other internal changes going on around the Fit for the Future process, it's been a little bit slower than anyone had ever hoped. However, there have been some really useful conversations in terms of the need for various members of the organisation who may not traditionally have worked very closely together to actually be working together on specific projects when we're aiming to involve a large cross-section of the Australian community. And I think World Food Day and our activities around that's a really good example. And there's been a planning process that's been implemented that has involved staff from marketing, campaigns, YEP, media and so forth, working together right from the outset rather than trying to kind of fit the pieces of the jigsaw together later on. So that's quite exciting, and I think it's a kind of a work in progress, and we're going to learn a lot from it as it continues, and hopefully it'll just help strengthen the work that we're doing with the Australian public here in Australia. And then I think externally, the campaigns team have been continuing on from some of the activities that we did in 2011. So, for example, the Land is Life photographic exhibitions, which share the stories from two Pacific Island countries, Kiribati and Tuvalu, as well as from the Western Cape of South Africa. And these exhibitions tell the stories of some of the core issues of the Grow campaign, so looking at issues of hunger, food security, access to land, impacts of changing weather patterns, and so forth. And what we've really noticed with these exhibitions in the various places we've shown them across Australia is that it kind of reconfirms our approach and our model that what really does engage people are stories, and also solution-focused stories. And we've had really successful showings